It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Huttle. First, let's peek into the house at 79 Wistful Vista and listen in on this conversation between Fibber and Molly.
McGee, I just saw Dr. Gamble coming home.
Yeah?
Yeah. He sure looks tired.
What he needs is a long rest and a change of scenery. That's the advice he's always given me. It cost me $5 besides.
Well, I'm afraid there's no rest in the cards for Dr. Gamble this year, dearie. Too many people around here really need him.
Well, I sure hope those people recognized the need for Prudential sickness and accident protection before they needed Doc Gamble. A Prudential insurance company plan like that can sure take a lot of the worry out of any sickness.
That's right.
It can provide you with a regular monthly income if you can't work at your job. Yes, and pay you for as long as 10 years in case of sickness, and possibly for the rest of your life in case of injury.
And the Prudential's income protection plan covers you 24 hours a day. For every type of sickness and for injuries received on the job or not.
And with a hospital and surgical expense policy in your sickness and accident plan, the Prudential could pay a big part of those swapping bills.
Friends, you really ought to ask your Prudential agent to tell you about these wonderful plans tomorrow. It's the kind of day-to-day living protection every family needs.
Hey, Molly, I'm home. And guess who
I'm in the kitchen, McGee, doing some ironing.
Oh, hi, kiddo. Hey, guess who
Watch the iron cord.
Oh.
Takes long enough for this broken-down old iron to heat up as it is. I'd hate for you to knock the plug out and have to start all over again.
Oh, I'll watch it. Hey, I was downtown, and guess...
Hang this shirt up on top of the door there for me, will you? What's the matter?
Oh, well. Here I come home with some great news, and I've been trying to tell you who I ran into down at Kramer's drugstore a while ago, and you won't give me a chance to talk.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Well, who did you run into at Kramer's drugstore?
Guess.
I'm not good at guessing those things, McGee.
Go on, take a stab at it. Guess.
Senator McCarthy?
What would Senator McCarthy be doing in Kramer's drugstore?
Buying a large economy-sized bottle of aspirin? From what I read in the papers, the
No. It wasn't Senator McCarthy buying a large economy-sized bottle of aspirin, and it wasn't President Eisenhower asking for a nickel back on a used golf ball, too, either. Now, come on.
I was only teasing, dearie. I give up. Who was it?
Vic. Good old Vic.
Vic?
Yeah. Little old Italian man who makes these cigars I smoke. These alfalfa Coronas. You don't know Vic.
I don't know him. Well, then how was I supposed to guess?
Oh, I guess I was a kind of a handicap. Well, anyway, look what he gave me. My good old friend Vic. Boy, he sure is a nice old guy.
What is it?
It's his membership card to the discount club.
Discount club?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Ah! That darn iron acting up again. Now it's too hot. There. Now, what's this about a discount club?
Well, you know that big warehouse down at the end of 14th Street? That place is just full of stoves and electric appliances and all kinds of merchandise and all stuff like that there.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. And if you got one of these cards, you can buy anything in the place at a big discount. Sometimes as much as 60 or 70% off.
Really? I don't see how they
can... It costs $10 to join, and you have to be recommended by 2 other members in good standing. But since Vic is leaving town, he let me have his card for only $2.
Let me see the card.
Mm-hmm.
Vittorio Bagaloni, member.
No, kid. That's Vittorio Bagliani. Bagliani. See?
Oh, Vittorio Bagliani.
That's it. Hey, you talk pretty good Italian.
Thank you.
Everybody gets poor old Vic's name wrong, though, but himself. He taught me how to say it. Sure is a nice little old guy, Vic is. Finally saved up enough money to go back to the little town where he was born. Yeah, and boy, is he excited.
Isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. Italy, huh?
No, Brooklyn. Flatbush, I think he said. He wants to see the Dodgers play once more before he dies.
He's a little late. But good luck to Mr. Bagliani.
Yeah, and good luck to us with this swell discount card of his. You know the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to buy you a brand new iron.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I appreciate that, this old thing.
And while we're down there, we can pick up a new toaster and a couple of extra waffle irons. So I won't have to wait so long for my second stack of waffles. Maybe an electric mixer and a new razor.
Oh, hold it. Even with a discount card, we can't afford that many things.
Yeah, I guess I got sort of carried away.
That's okay. That's one of your lovable traits.
Anyway, we can start by getting you a new iron. Then we can save up for the other stuff as we go along. Gee whiz, you know, with 60 or 70% off, we'll have all the things we want in no time.
Are you sure this thing is on the up and up, McGee? I mean, 60% off seems awfully cheap to me. I don't see how they can afford to sell things.
I see you don't understand the workings of big business, my dear.
Who does?
You see, these guys, they don't buy things one at a time like you and me. They buy in quantity. Thousands at a time. And since they buy stuff in quantity, they get it for half price.
Oh, I see.
Sure.
But wait a minute now. If they buy it half price and sell it 60 or 70% off, they still lose money, don't they, McGee?
Oh, on one item they do. Sure.
Well, then how can they do
it? Volume, Molly. Volume. A big discount like that attracts a lot of buyers. Look how much stuff they sell. Come on, get your hat and coat, and I'll explain it to you on the way down there. Boy, oh boy, good old Vic. He sure did us a big favor when he sold me this discount card because 60%...
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
Acid indigestion, that's the time for Tums.
Always keep them handy, always carry Tums.
No water, glass, or spoon.
Take them morning, night, or noon.
Buy some Tums.
Try some Tums.
Tums.
Yes, when acid indigestion strikes, that's the time for Tums. Nothing else is so handy to have around when some favorite food or too much eating and smoking makes your stomach act up. Because Tums start to neutralize excess stomach acid immediately, bring on-the-spot relief in record-fast time. There's no waiting for water, glasses, or spoon. Just pop a couple of Tums in your mouth the next time you suffer from acid indigestion, heartburn, or sour stomach. See how quickly relief comes.
Suffering from heartburn?
Spend a dime for Tums.
Get on-the-spot relief with
T-U-M-S, Tums.
Molly, that's the warehouse. The entrance is right down the alley here. Come on, let's go in and find out.
Looks to me like they're closed up, McGee. Look at the door. The shades are drawn.
Don't worry. That's just the way they operate. Now watch this.
You got a card, Mac?
Right here.
Okay. Who's that with you?
My wife. Show him your ring, kiddo.
Okay. Come on in.
Harry!
All right, got that cow. Get
over here. I've got 8 customers waiting.
Come on. Harry's busy. I'll get it, Mr. Gordon.
Okay.
Wow, look at this mob, will you? What an operation.
Heavenly days, it looks like they sell everything here but the...
One kitchen sink coming up. Watch it. Don't stand in the aisle like that, lady.
Goodness, even the kitchen sink.
Yeah, too bad we didn't hear about this sooner. Boy, with this discount card of Vic's...
That's another thing. It just doesn't seem right to be using somebody else's card, McGee.
Oh, these guys never saw us before, and they
were... I know, but it doesn't seem honest. I'm sure if you told them your friend was leaving town and wasn't going to use the card anymore, they'd appreciate your honesty.
Now, folks, what can I do for you?
Well...
Oh, may I see your membership card first? Always have to check cards before we make any sales.
Here you are.
All right, Mr. Pagaloni.
To be perfectly frank with you, bud, that's not my name.
It isn't? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. These cards are non-transferable. However, since you're already here, there'll be no problem.
Good.
You see, dearie, I told you
that... No problem at all. We'll skip the recommendation of 2 other members, as required in our bylaws, and simply make you out a card of your own. Now, that'll be $10, please.
What? Oh, now, wait a minute. I don't need a new card, bud.
Didn't you just say your name wasn't Bagaloni?
Yes. It's Bagliani. Vittorio Bagliani.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Bagliani. I misunderstood.
That's okay. I'd like you to meet my wife, Silvano. Silvano, say a nice hello to this nice discount man who's going to make us a nice surprise on the nice licorice iron.
Sure, and be gory. It's a pleasure meeting up with such a fine broth of a lad as yourself, me boy.
Molly.
This whole thing is ridiculous. Now, look here, sir. My husband got this card from a friend of his who's leaving town. And we came down here to buy a new iron, but if it's as complicated as this to make a purchase here, we'd just as soon forget it. Come on, McGee.
Oh, wait just a moment, lady.
Yeah, wait a minute, lady. Huh? Or a Molly.
I guess we can waive the discount card since you good people eventually intend to become members. Charlie, do we have any of those Westwood steam irons left at $5.50?
$5.50 for a genuine Westwood steam iron?
Yeah, boss. We got two left.
Let these folks have one. Usual arrangement. I'll okay the receipt.
Wonderful.
Gee, thanks, bud. Well, that's nice of you.
Well, I'm in a good mood today, and you folks happen to hit on an item that we only lose a couple of bucks on, so take it away. Next. Now, who's next?
Come on. Let's get this iron paid for and get out of here before he changes his mind. I told you this discount card would be... Watch the bus, kiddo. I think he's going to stop. You see the truck pulling out up there? Watch the woman on the curb there. She may start across.
I see her.
14th and Oak is a stop, you know. It's just two blocks. Watch for the light.
Now, you just sit quietly and hang on to my new steam iron. Mom will get us home okay.
Okay.
You know, I just can't get over it, McGee. A brand new Westwood steam iron for $5.50.
Well, it wasn't exactly $5.50.
Oh, that's right. You did pay $2 for Mr. Bagliani's discount card, didn't you? But this iron sells for $16.95, McGee. That's still a saving of over $9.
Not quite. You see, with all the extras, it...
Extras?
Match. Can't operate an iron without a cord, of course. That was a buck and a half for the cord. Then there's that special plug. That's $2. And, of course, you need a handle. The way they come from the factory without handles, you
can't... McGee, how much did you pay that man for this steam iron?
$13.50. But even with the $2 I paid old Vic for the card, that's still only $15.50, and that's a saving of a buck and a half. And what's the matter? What you stopping for?
Look there, right in the Bonton window, the big display.
Huh? Oh, Westwood steam iron.
Anniversary special.
$10.50?
This is ridiculous.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Well, my dear, it looks like the 400 is down to 399.
What do you mean, my dear?
Country Gentleman is changing its name to Better Farming.
Today, the top farmers in the country are producing twice as much and making twice as much money. Farming is changing, and changing for the better. And it's the aim of Country Gentleman to help every farmer get the most and best out of his farm. So in January, Country Gentleman, America's oldest farm magazine, makes the name and the aim the same, Better Farming. If you're a farmer or operate a farm, we invite you to subscribe to Better Farming. Simply send $2 with your name and address to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You'll get 3 full years of Better Farming. Remember, an average farmer gets 150 eggs from every hen and loses money. A better farmer gets 200 eggs and makes money. Subscribe to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Well, we don't have to worry anymore about losing money on this steam iron, Molly. I just phoned the president of the Businessmen's Association about that discount club outfit.
Good for you. What's he going to do, take legal action against them?
No, he's going to give me $5 for my discount card.
What?
Yep, seems he needs a new washing machine, and when I told him he could get 70% off with this card, well,
McGee.
He did. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Jack Mather as the salesman, Leo Curley as Charlie, and Peter Leeds as the man with the sink. Tomorrow, Fibber and Molly attend a wedding, and you'd never guess what happens. Or would you? This is John Wald inviting you to see if you're right tomorrow night on Fibber McGee and Molly.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.